You compare in your story North Carolina basketball to the Kodak company. Why?
So I go way back with Kodak, as a lot of Americans do, as a former semi-serious amateur photographer. I used to buy film. I used to buy Kodak chemicals to process my film, and then I print it on Kodak paper. But the company went into bankruptcy in 2012 because they were unable really to adapt to the new digital culture. And one of the reasons that analysts who look at Kodak is that they say is that it had a very insular culture. It was based in Rochester, New York. And they'd been a really successful company for a long time. And sometimes when you're really successful, it's hard to change the ways that you acted from the way you acted over the years. And that's why I did the comparison to UNC basketball and said that UNC basketball, men's basketball, is having a Kodak moment and not necessarily in a good way.
It goes back to the Carolina way, as they say, that Coach Smith had when he was the men's basketball coach. Sir Roy Williams kind of carried that on. You feel like Coach Davis might be too loyal to the quote-unquote Carolina way?
Yeah, that's the question that I raise in the piece. You know, Hubert Davis had a great career at North Carolina, and he's a Carolina guy through and through. On his jacket lapel for every game, he wears a little pin with Dean Smith's initials. And all five of his assistants are, like him, Carolina guys. But I think what I raise in the story is that whether that kind of commitment to the way things have always been done really works in an era like today, when college basketball has changed so much with the name, image, likeness payments to players, with the ability of the players to move every year. It's a completely different environment. And just down the road, John Shire at Duke has adjusted in a way that Coach Davis hasn't. So 3 years ago, John Shire hired a general manager. And it happens to be a woman, and it happens to be a woman who had no Duke connection. Now, just last week, UNC announced that they would hire a general manager for men's basketball. So Coach Davis has indicated on his radio show comments a few weeks ago that he sees the need for change. And so it'll be interesting now, you know, to further the analogy, Kodak actually also saw the need to change. They invented the first digital camera, but they still had trouble adjusting to that consumers didn't want prints anymore. Consumers wanted to be able to share digital photographs. Kodak did try to change, but they weren't able to change successfully. Now the question is, can Coach Davis change successfully?
Another point you bring up as you compare Duke is Jay Lucas, who was an assistant coach that was hired by John Shire, had no Duke connections, I think came from Kentucky or somewhere like that, now being considered for the Miami job. Something to be said for maybe from a coaching staff standpoint for Coach Davis to also go outside the quote-unquote Carolina family?
So he hasn't done that so far. You know, he's been completely committed to guys who played for UNC. And the Jay Lucas situation that you just mentioned is a good one. He's a rising star, and he's not a Duke guy. He was an assistant at Kentucky, and now he's been at Duke for 3 years, and now it looks like he's going to be hired by the University of Miami as their next coach. And he's only like 37 years old, so he's a rising star kind of a guy, and Shire spotted him and hired him. He's done really well in building the defense at Duke. And so it will be interesting to see after the season whether UNC makes the NCAA term or not, whether Coach Davis shakes up his staff.
You mentioned the hiring of Jim Tanner, that longtime sports agent. He's a 1990 Carolina grad. So even though he's hiring a general manager, John, he's still keeping it in the family.
Yeah, kind of, because Jim Tanner is a UNC guy. Morehead Cain Scholar, very prestigious scholarship at UNC, but he was not a basketball guy. He has represented a bunch of UNC basketball guys and has been a really successful agent. Also, I want to, while I'm talking with you now, I want to give credit to two reporters who did a lot of the reporting and analysis that contributed to my story, and that's Brendan Marks at The Athletic and Andrew Carter at The News and Observer.
The hiring, knowing that he needs to change, given the Carolina way or Carolina being Carolina, Can it survive in this current culture?
Sure. I mean, Carolina's, because its brand is so powerful, you know, it has a tremendous advantage over many of the schools. But what we're seeing this year is you've really seen the decline of ACC basketball, and you've really seen the rise of SEC basketball. Mm-hmm. And clearly, money is playing a pretty big role in that. Now, at the same time, Carolina is really about to spend a lot more money on football. And there is tension between among Carolina people, between the football people and the basketball people. And this all comes as Carolina is also talking about a new, either major renovation to the Dean Dome or building a new arena, which would be, of course, entail a major fundraising effort. So Carolina has a lot of advantages, but we're also moving into what's kind of uncharted territory, and we'll have to see how they adjust.
To your point, in that story, you talk about how Carolina did have some swings and misses in the transfer portal with Coach Davis this year. Some of those high-profile players going to SEC programs.
Yeah, you know, so Arkansas now, I mean, I think everyone knows that one of the reasons that Calipari went to Arkansas was because they promised a whole lot of NIL money to effectively recruit and pay players. And an anonymous poll among the coaches by CBS Sports, I think, showed that the coaches all believed that Arkansas has more money than anybody else to spend on basketball players.
Wow. Wow. What do you hope people take away from your story?
Well, I hope they take away more than it's just a basketball story. Mm-hmm. You know, it's major college basketball is now a business. I mean, you could argue it has been for a long time, but it definitely is now. And so anybody who runs an organization in time of change, I hope my story will make them think about, you know, how you adjust in a time of change.
Last thought, where can our folks, our listeners, go to find your work and all the great stuff going on at the Assembly?
TheAssemblyNC.com.
Great stuff. John Dresch with the Assembly. Always great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.